A warning, this story discusses self-harm and suicide and may not be suitable for all listeners. The Children's Commissioner is calling for an end to the law which allows judges to remand children to police cells after their first appearance in a youth court. In the 12 months to June the 30th last year, more than 110 teenagers were detained alongside adults in police cells for at least 24 hours. During that time, five young people self-harmed or attempted to commit suicide in the cells, the youngest just 14 years old. Katie Doyle reports.
Tupua Ulich was no stranger to the cells growing up.
They're violent. You know, the police, they do what they can, but you're in there with people who are often high on drugs, super aggressive. And if you could just imagine being locked in a cage and, you know, they're not quiet places. People are banging on the doors, picking up the whole mattresses and slamming them on doors. It's always noisy. There's swearing, there's yelling, there's so much anger in that space.
After a childhood in care, he faced the world as a teenager, feeling dislocated from relatives. He says the state did not invest time into restoring his family relationships. Angry and frustrated, self-harm became a part of his life.
There was one incident where I had to be detained by the police. I totally agree that that was necessary at that time, but I wasn't provided the supports that I needed. I really needed specialist support there rather than being strapped into a chair in a cell.
Police cells, Mr. Ulich says, are not healthy places for young people. Figures obtained by RNZ reveal that in the year to June 2020, more than 110 young people were held in a police cell for more than a day. In that same period, five young people self-harmed or attempted to commit suicide, the youngest just 14 years old. Assistant Police Commissioner for Iwi and Communities, Krista Watner, says police don't want to put young people in their cells.
I mean, it's sad in the first place that we've got people that age in our custody. I think there's stuff that happens obviously on the street in people's homes in our communities that we end up being called, and for whatever reason is going on in someone's life, we end up with a young person in our custody. It's absolutely not ideal, and I think we'd be the first to say we'd rather not have youth in our custody.
Mr. DeWatner says police are working hard to stop young people entering the system in the first place. As a district court judge, Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft presided over the suicide of a teenager in police custody. The person hadn't been deemed a suicide risk.
Humanly speaking, the case would draw tears from stone. I mean, it had an enduring and profound impact on me, and I've never faltered in my view since then that we shouldn't be putting children and young people in police cells.
Judge Beecroft says there are times when a short cell stay may be necessary, such as before a first youth court appearance. But he wants to remove the legal ability for judges to remand youth offenders to the cells after they have appeared in court.
That was only ever put in as a stopgap in 1989 is a court order into a police cell that can be for several days and in the old days sometimes weeks. Now that should not continue. It could be easily repealed and it ought to be repealed, and my plea is that it be repealed urgently.
Phil Dinham from Oranga Tamariki says both the agency and police agree no young person should be held in the cells for a day or more.
Police and us working really hard together daily to make sure that these are minimised. And not only have we over halved the number in the last couple of years, but you have to understand that's with the inclusion of 17-year-olds as well. So that added about 20 or 25% volume of young people going through the youth justice system.
Phil Dinham says the agency also has overnight rapid response teams in areas of high demand like Waikato and Rotorua. He says the specialist youth justice staff can respond at police stations, checking whether the young person is showing signs of trauma, risk or distress. Tupua Ulich says it's time to see a wider social change, which seeks to understand why young people can get so upset.
And it's really easy to look at behaviour without understanding its source, because actually the source of it is on us all as society. Our young people are feeling these ways because of things in their environment, and we are their environment.